Hello and welcome to the TJ Minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of The Great Outdoors. And at the moment I'm just walking down from Snowdon. I've just come over Eclwyd, and climbed up to Snowdon and just now walking down the Clamberis path back. It's just a stunning, stunning day today. There's not a cloud in the sky, or very few clouds in the sky. There's still quite a lot of snow left, and at risk of sounding a bit ranty, considering I've had a really good day, I just wanted to highlight a few things that I've seen at the top of Snowdon. And I don't come up here very often, mostly because it's often very, very busy. And I must have seen maybe 20 people up here today. Now I've just come off a winter skills course, so this is, I guess, at the forefront of my mind. But climbing up from Eclwyd to the top of Snowdon, it was definitely ice axe and crampons, you know. It's quite a little steep bit up there, and right up to the cafe, actually. I saw a few people struggle up, holding on to each other, as I shook my head. But that was nothing really compared with the other side. My plan was to go down the pig track back to Penny Pass, but I just saw someone fall a good 50 metres. He wasn't wearing ice axe or crampons, and he was 10 metres away from what would have been a very, very bad day, if not his last. Now, I decided, not for seeing that, but I decided not to go down the pig track, although I could have probably managed it with ice axe and crampons. But I've just seen so many people, but I haven't seen anybody with ice axe or crampons on the way up. I've just seen a guy in a pair of Dunlop trainers. Now, I decided to go back down the Clamberis path, and there's a big patch of snow, which is really very slippery, and it's at quite an angle, and I really wouldn't want to have gone past it without my crampons on. Yet people seem to be attempting it in jeans and trainers and things like that, and so it kind of got me on to thinking about what's the etiquette. Now, I've mentioned to a couple of people, I've tried to stop and have a conversation without saying I wouldn't go up there without an ice axe and crampons. But I've hopefully sort of, they've asked a couple of questions, and some of them haven't. But I can see right now, just below the snowfield, they're all coming to a stop, which is a relief, unlike the few people that did pass. So I'd like to know whether you think it's probably worth, I mean, mentioning stopping people and saying you're not going to get up there, or you're not going to get very far with that. I've tried to be quite diplomatic about it in this case, but sometimes I just want to. Anyway, that's my thoughts today. Okay, I'll speak soon. Bye.